producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the needs of the people who are on the family farms, the owners, the operators, the families. Many of them operate family farm businesses beside on the farm, ag co-ops, that sort of thing, maybe fertilizer business, maybe have an ancillary trucking business, here the finishing business, whatever it is. Those people deserve a lot of attention and affection, frankly, from the people in this country who would be hungry if it were not for them. The people who are hobby farmers, maybe learning about how to grow your own food or make it better. Maybe you're growing. I have a friend who's a chiropractor, my chiropractor, as a matter of fact, and she needed some help in her garden. And she said, what do I need? What can I do? So I looked at the soil, and I saw there was a lot of sand in it, and it had obviously by the look of the various vegetables that were in there, much in need of nitrogen and potassium. So I brought her down 3 or 4 barrels of my manure, which I described a few minutes ago here on this program, my witch's brew, and she has put it in her garden, and now she thinks I'm some sort of hero. It's very simple, actually. But yet, it's amazing. It's confusing, confounding, actually, that there are so many people who just don't get it. And I don't want to get boring here, but it is so amazing when you look around and you see, if you spend any time, whether it's at Congress or maybe, I'm very active in my state, my rep, my senator all know who I am. And so when it comes to dairy, because I have a dairy farm, I'm all over them, for things that will help the consumer and help those of us who are doing this. To keep the government out of our way when we need some support or help, asking for it, but not, you know, the whole business of the government being so involved, maybe it's something that's going to be hard for us to get that out of the way. But when you talk about things like the government's so connected to the school lunch program, and many families, the main meal is the school program, so the government gets involved in that. And what the kids can eat and describe, you know, how much of where the milk comes from and all of this kind of stuff. There's just so much. There are a number of organizations that are helping, and this organization we were just talking about, the Farm Food Family Coalition, is neat. I also wanted to call your attention to the story of an NFL player, a fellow who works for, and that's really what, if you're playing football, you're working for the Green Bay Packers in this circumstance, wide receiver Jordy Nelson, who has signed a 4-year, $39 million contract, but that doesn't explain what he does when he's off the field. When he's off the field, he works on his family farm in Riley, Kansas. And every year since he's been in football, every off season, and as a kid growing up, he puts in a full day's work. He was interviewed in an ESPN magazine, and he explained that he works 12, 14 hours a day on the farm. He drives the combine, cuts wheat. He's got a 1,000-cow herd on the farm, more cows on his farm than people who live in the town where he came from. Working cattle is my favorite farm duty, he said. I probably identify more as a farmer than a football player. Well, it's kind of like that for me, too. I'm a radio guy. But the people in the community where I have lived all my life don't really know me as a radio guy. My radio program can be heard here, but they know me as the farmer. And I kind of like that, frankly. I'm more proud, and it's not that I'm not proud of the radio work that I've done for 50 years. I am. But I'm very proud of being around cows all my life, saving. I have a sanctuary on my farm for cows. And that's what's important. Everybody's got something that's important. And I just find that working with cattle, working with these cows, working with these beings is very fulfilling. So anyway, this wide receiver, Jordy Nelson, went on to explain that in Raleigh, where he lives, he's the farm kid that everybody there has always known. They're not all, he was obviously a quarterback that did well at the Raleigh High School. He went to Kansas State. He went to wide receiver. He was drafted in the second round in 2008. Got 49 touchdowns, a pro bowler last year. So anyway, he likes life on the farm, spends a lot of time at it, and is a good example for what we need to be doing to keep people on the farm and keep people engaged in the farm. And so this is, you know, the underscore here is it's up to you to make the changes. We've allowed this whole business to get too far off track. We need to pay attention to people like Jordy Nelson, pay attention to the issues, and understand what you can do to help out. That's the whole purpose of this program. I'm here every week. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farm. The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the needs of the people who are on the family farms, the owners, the operators, the families. Many of them operate family farm businesses beside on the farm, ag co-ops, that sort of thing, maybe a fertilizer business, maybe have an ancillary trucking business, you're in the finishing business, whatever it is. Those people deserve a lot of attention and affection, frankly, from the people in this country who would be hungry if it were not for them. The people who are hobby farmers, maybe learning about how to grow your own food or make it better. Maybe you're growing. I have a friend who's a chiropractor, my chiropractor, as a matter of fact, and she needed some help in her garden. And she said, what do I need? What can I do? So I looked at the soil, and I saw there was a lot of sand in it, and it had, obviously by the look of the various vegetables that were in there, much in need of nitrogen and potassium. So I brought her down 3 or 4 barrels of my manure, which I described a few minutes ago here on this program, my witch's brew, and she has put it in her garden, and now she thinks I'm some sort of hero. It's very simple, actually. But yet, it's amazing. It's confusing, confounding, actually, that there are so many people who just don't get it. And I don't want to get boring here, but it is so amazing when you look around and you see, if you spend any time, whether it's at Congress or maybe, I'm very active in my state, my rep, my senator all know who I am. And so when it comes to dairy, because I have a dairy farm, I'm all over them, for things that will help the consumer and help those of us who are doing this to keep the government out of our way when we need some support or help, asking for it, but not, you know, the whole business of the government being so involved. Maybe it's something that's going to be hard for us to get that out of the way. But when you talk about things like the government's so connected to the school lunch program, and many families, the main meal is the school program, so the government gets involved in that and what the kids can eat and describe, you know, what, how much of where the milk comes from and yeah, all of this kind of stuff. There's just so much. There are a number of organizations that are helping, and this organization we were just talking about, the Farm Food Family Coalition, is neat. I also wanted to call your attention to the story of an NFL player, a fellow who works for, and that's really what, if you're playing football, you're working for the Green Bay Packers in this circumstance, wide receiver Jordy Nelson, who has signed a four-year, $39 million contract, but that doesn't explain what he does when he's off the field. When he's off the field, he works on his family farm in Riley, Kansas. And every year since he's been in football, every off season, and as a kid growing up, he puts in a full day's work. He was interviewed in an ESPN magazine, and he explained that he works 12, 14 hours a day on the farm. He drives a combine, cuts wheat. He's got a 1,000-cow herd on the farm, more cows on his farm than people who live in the town where he came from. Working cattle is my favorite farm duty, he said. I probably identify more as a farmer than a football player. Well, it's kind of like that for me, too. I'm a radio guy, but the people in the community where I have lived all my life don't really know me as a radio guy. My radio program can be heard here, but they know me as the farmer. And I kind of like that, frankly. I'm more proud, and it's not that I'm not proud of the radio work that I've done for 50 years. I am. But I'm very proud of being around cows all my life. Saving, I have a sanctuary on my farm for cows, and that's what's important. Everybody's got something that's important, and I just find that working with cattle, working with these cows, working with these beings is very fulfilling. So anyway, this wide receiver Jordy Nelson went on to explain that in Riley, where he lives, he's the farm kid that everybody there has always known. They're not all he was obviously a quarterback that did well at the Riley High School. He went to Kansas State. He went to wide receiver. He was drafted in the second round in 2008. Got 49 touchdowns, a pro bowler last year. So anyway, he likes life on the farm, spends a lot of time at it, and is a good example for what we need to be doing to keep people on the farm and keep people engaged in the farm. And so this is, you know, the underscore here is it's up to you to make the changes. We've allowed this whole business to get too far off track. We need to pay attention to people like Jordy Nelson, pay attention to the issues, and understand what you can do to help out. That's the whole purpose of this program. I'm here every week. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farm. Reitzig is a public relations expert, a writer, public speaker, political activist, entrepreneur, co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, which is a group that is focusing on food availability in our country and your access to it. You run a local food buying club. How's that work? You live outside of Washington, got a lot of great agriculture in the Delmarva and in Virginia, out to West Virginia. So but you got a big area there. How does it work? And you're in the heat of the political world, so you can get into some people's faces pretty positively there, yeah?
Yes, indeed. We are in the midst of the political world here. And the buying club, what we do is we help facilitate food coming from small farms. So we kind of aggregate some of the products. And there's local deliveries to neighborhoods throughout D.C. and Maryland. So people can get the foods from these small local farms and have that direct connection and support these farms in a way that's convenient for them. Because what I've found is one of the keys to get mass adoption is make it convenient for people.
Farms, the family farms, are the key to rural economic restoration. You look around at some of the pictures from some of the areas in this country, not necessarily near Washington, but go further south and inland a bit to some of the four or five states that are notoriously poor, and they are agriculturally oriented. Many of them have people that are
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with another conversation about what's going on in American agriculture, the family farm, the backbone of America. 100 years ago, 98% of the people in this country lived on a farm. This year, 2% of the people in this country live on the farms. What a change. Is it good? Is it bad? I guess it depends on your point of view. Under the circumstances, this program is here to present issues for the American family farmer, for those of you who have small ag businesses, those of you who are hobby farmers, those of you who are in the locavore movement, interested in nourishment, in food, in really where the food source is at the moment and where it's going, fixing problems. Liz Reitzig is the author of Nourishing Liberty. Nourishingliberty.com is a blog that focuses on food as the foundation of freedom, the way every individual can become involved in the production of food, what's good. She's the co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, which is a name that I love because I love alliteration. Much as anything else. The Farm Food Freedom Coalition. All right, let's start with that, Liz, and have people understand that are listening to this program what the Farm Food Freedom Coalition is, and I'll have as many opportunities as I can take to say that. The Farm Food Freedom Coalition. What cooks with that?
Well, Doug, it's essentially what its name says. We're an organization dedicated to preserving choice for people to engage directly with farmers, and that for farmers to be able to engage directly with consumers, whatever food it is they are producing and providing. We believe that everyone fundamentally has the right to peacefully engage for the foods of their choice.
What does that mean, peacefully engage?
Well, it means people like to toss that word around that we have the right to do this or the right to do that, and we wanted to make a distinction that if you're a farmer and I want something that you produce, mm-hmm. I don't have any right to that food, but I do have a right to peacefully contract with you for that food.
So, but the peaceful part of it, what would get in the way of you being able to make a deal with a farmer, to CSA, let's say, or just go to the farm store. I've had a dairy store selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing, related products, for a number of years. Nobody has ever been kept from, well, the government's trying to keep people.
Right.
Now think about it.
Right.
To keep people from buying my product. So that's what you're talking about.
Exactly. Yes. Right. And that you and I have that inherent right to go ahead and engage like that without having regulators tell me I can't get raw milk for myself, mm-hmm. or tell you that you can't produce it or provide it to me.
That's... But it's in the name of public health, Liz. Please, we're trying to protect the public. We know
right.
more than they do, or maybe edit that. We do more. We know more than you do, so they think. This 28-year-old kid who comes to my farm, who works for some division of the USDA, and says, it says here on page 43 of my regulations that you're not supposed to be doing that. And I explain why doing that is appropriate and fixes a problem. Well, that's not my problem. My problem is to make sure you don't do what it says on page 43 that you're not supposed to do. So you get this inane conversation going on now, which more and more comes from people who have gone to the public health schools, who have never been on a farm, never lived on a farm, never worked on a farm, don't know anything about which end of the cow and milk comes out. You know, that kind of
right.
stuff. And it's offensive, frankly.
It
I think
really
that's
is.
What a lot of people who are wanting to buy the product that I produce, that's what the objection is. Bigger government, not necessarily better. As a matter of fact, most assuredly not better government.
Right. And part of my goal with what I write on Nourishing Liberty and my audience there is to bring the food production back to normal. Like what you just described was this huge gap we have.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Chris Reitzig is a public relations expert, a writer, public speaker, political activist, entrepreneur, co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, which is a group that is focusing on food availability in our country and your access to it. You run a local food buying club. How's that work? You live outside of Washington, got a lot of great agriculture in the Delmarva and in Virginia, out to West Virginia. So, but you got a big area there. How does it work? And you're in the heat of the political world, so you can get into some people's faces pretty positively there, yeah?
Yes, indeed. We are in the midst of the political world here. And the buying club, what we do is we help facilitate food coming from small farms. So we kind of aggregate some of the products. And there's local deliveries to neighborhoods throughout D.C. and Maryland. So people can get the foods from these small local farms and have that direct connection and support these farms in a way that's convenient for them. Because what I've found is one of the keys to get mass adoption is make it convenient for people.
Farms, the family farms, are the key to rural economic restoration. You look around at some of the pictures from some of the areas in this country, not necessarily near Washington, but go further south and inland a bit to some of the four or five states that are notoriously poor, and they are agriculturally oriented. Many of them have people that are trying to do some of these things, and they don't have the wherewithal. They've been denied the ability to continue doing what they're doing, and oftentimes they don't know how to fight. I know in certain circumstances where I have been confronted by issues, I'm a fighter. I don't give up. And some of the people I know who are doing this just either don't have the wherewithal, they don't have that in their personality, so they give up. And that's what these people are counting on. They want you to give up so that they can get more control and you can have less control.
Right.
And that goes for the people producing as well as the people who are using, who want the food system, understanding the food system. So explain what a buying club is, will you?
Yes, a buying club, I mean, it can look a variety of different ways. It's essentially organizing a group of consumers to support one or several small local farms. And it's a benefit to everyone involved. So the consumers are getting this product that they don't have access to immediately in their neighborhood. And then the farmers are getting paid livable wages. Yeah. And they can stay on their farm, they can stay in production because they're going direct to the consumer. And there's an incredibly valuable tool now to help facilitate these relationships. There's a website called FarmMatch, farmmatch.com. Mm-hmm. That's what we use. And what it does is it essentially links that relationship together. So people can go on, it's mapped, they can go on and look at the site and find local farms near them. Local farmers can go on and find pockets of consumers who want what they are producing.
There are a lot of people who get together. There's a group that got together in Boston, which is not far from where I am, recently discussing food worker justice, opportunities to improve self-sufficiency, sustainability, all these words. I think that what bothers me about the words is sometimes they get hyped and the issue gets hyped and the real people who need to be affected by this are not. People get together, they talk about it, somebody in the USDA defining food. Oh, what do you need somebody in the USDA to define food for God's sakes?
Right.
Yeah, and how much does that person get paid and how could we be using that to help ourselves to better food? You know, that kind of stuff, the nonsense
right.
that goes on in the name of people keeping people stupid.
The bureaucracy.
Yeah.
There's so much bureaucracy.
Right.
And what it comes down to is getting our hands dirty sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's one of my primary focuses right now is growing this movement of people interested in their own gardening.
What do you make of the availability of local, well, not necessarily food sources by themselves, but the ability to grow seed, for example? Where do you get your seed, and where do the people that you talk to get their seed?
That's a great question. So when I'm talking about small gardens, I like to do seed exchanges, so with other farmers, with gardeners, and then I go and I purchase other seeds that I don't have from that immediate exchange.
Sort of
I get
from
them from non-GMO sources.
I was going to say, sort of from the Up Yours Monsanto department. Maybe you do.
Pardon?
I said maybe that's sort of a page from the Up Yours Monsanto department.
Right. Definitely no seed companies associated with Monsanto.
No. Yeah.
Dig out the ones who are not and purchase from them the organic non-GMO.
Mm-hmm. Can you get to local school systems? Or, I mean, this is such a big job. It's too bad it's gotten
right.
so out of hand. Can
right.
you get to schools and have days when children can learn about the food? This is such simple, basic stuff, but we are losing
yeah.
our grasp on how to, and families ought to be teaching their children about, this is not just about, it's not just a school job, it's your
right.
job. Your family is getting away from what keeps them healthy, and you as the mother, you as the father, are responsible for the nutrition and the health of your children, so why wouldn't you want to know more about the importance of what Liz is doing?
Right, and I've thought about that a lot. I do have friends who are involved in the institution side of it, so they focus on schools or hospitals or prisons. That's not my focus, and I chose that deliberately because I feel like it's really important to connect on that family level. Like you were just saying, like this is something you want to – it's got to be more of a everyday thing than a going mm-hmm. to school thing.
Yeah, right.
And especially since we look at when is the most production – if you're growing a garden, it's in the summer.
Right.
And that's when
school.
Children are out in school. So how discouraging would it be to plant seeds and not get to watch them grow?
Can you do something with flowers and other things that grow just to help people understand what growth is?
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. And flowers, like when you look at flowers, you're looking at ways to attract the pollinators that we need to grow the fruits.
Now that's a whole can of worms or can of bees, if
right.
you will. That's something that
right.
this week even there's some news about what really has affected or impacted the bees you want to spend a moment talking about that and how, again, this is part of the whole system. I think people call it the ecosystem.
Yes. And that's what's so beautiful about it, is that it's a system. It's a living system. And when we take one component out, or when we distort one component, like you were saying, only 2% of people today live on farms, and that disconnect, we mess the whole system up.
Mm-hmm.
So I really value that, and I value looking at it as an entire system. And I think that's where the impact we can have is in engaging as a system. This is not like food. We can't take food out of the rest of our lives and treat it in an isolated way.
No.
Food affects our environment. It affects our economy. It affects our ability to learn and our ability to have healthy bodies. It affects our quality of life, everything.
It's a conversation that needs to be had, and we continue with Liz Reitz again. Other people who are like her, just to sort of help the farmers who come to you, I want to talk about that in a moment, who come to you for help. I want to understand what that relationship may be about as we continue here in this week's American Family Farmer.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? Their thighs.
Check talks Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction on your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. At 13,804 feet, Gannett Peak stands as the apex of the Central Rockies, making it the highest summit in the state of Wyoming. Sound daunting? Not to Jeff Evans, one of America's best-known mountaineers, and Eric Weinmayer, famed sole blind person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. On September 11th, Evans and Weinmayer will lead a group of veterans facing life-altering injuries, ranging from emotional and physical trauma to impaired senses, chronic pain, and amputated limbs on a challenging ascent up Gannett Peak. The climb is sponsored by Wells Fargo and is part of No Barriers Warriors. John Toth, director of No Barriers USA.
No Barriers Warriors empowers veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities to innovate through adversity, lead through influence, serve others, and ultimately become warrior strong. We aim to cultivate inner strength and determination in veterans by overcoming barriers regardless of physical, mental, or emotional challenges.
Visit warriorstosummits.org.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a certain time in a guy's life when his hair is really good, when it looks and feels the best it ever will. This is his hair prime, and many guys are wasting it by using the same type of shampoo their mom bought for them years ago. In order to help guys recognize and celebrate this crucial time, Axe Hair is urging guys to make the most of their hair prime now by using a shampoo that's specifically designed for men's hair care needs. Axe Hair teamed up with professional baseball player Matt Harvey to show guys across the country what it's like to live your hair prime to the fullest.
I wear a baseball cap every day, so my hair goes through a lot. When I'm off the field, I like to make sure I'm treating my hair right. With the help of Axe Hair, I'm able to have healthy, full hair that makes me look and feel great.
To live your hair prime to the fullest, visit local retailers for Axe Hair shampoos, each specifically designed for men and their different hair needs. Check out www.axe.us to learn more about the entire line of Axe Hair shampoos and other Axe Hair products.
Liz Reitzig is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. We're talking about her blog, nourishingliberty.com. We're talking about her organization, the Farm Food Freedom Coalition. You can go online and find that out. We are here to to discuss what can help the American family farmer. And one of the things is education, connection to people who run the family farms and the supporting local farm businesses. Would you like to take a shot at describing from your point of view the difference between natural, organic? I've been asked this number of times, and I have my own feelings about it. Local food, is it fresher or better? What's more appetizing, more appealing? Because I think that, frankly, organic doesn't mean much anymore. It's what you can get that's quickly, let's say today you want to go get a fresh head of lettuce. You go to the farm and you get it. You don't go to the store because the lettuce in the store is likely to have come on a trip from someplace. But I think that the access to fresh is something that helps people understand what they really ought to be looking for. That's my own bias. What about yours?
Well, you asked a lot of questions right there. Let me try to break it apart a little bit. Organic is a legal term, and it's a word that's owned by the USDA. So it goes along, you have to purchase the organic certification in order to use that word. So as much as we all know that organic means treating your soils properly, rotating your crops, not spraying chemicals on them, it means something different as a legal term. So I always like to make that distinction so people understand, like, when I use the word, I actually am talking about farms that are chemical-free, rotate their crops, have cover crops, and honor the soils and the ecosystems that produce our food.
All right. Go ahead.
Again, natural, same thing. It's a term. It's a legal term. Local, I think that's a flexible term that people use in different ways. I tend to think of it as about a 150-mile radius. And I'd also prefer to get something a little bit further away from a farm that is operating in a way that I can support rather than a closer farm that is spraying chemicals, for example.
Yeah. I have never used chemicals on my farm. I tend to, and it bothers some people because it's so much easier to get rid of the weeds in the corn from, by spraying them, but you can cultivate them. And the other thing is that using all, I have a sort of witch's brew manure-wise. I have chicken manure, horse manure, cow manure, all rolled into one, and tend to, even though the neighbors, because I'm in a suburban setting on my farm as well, they don't much like it when I spread the manure, but it's a heck of a lot of the corn. I had a sort of different combo of compost this year and put it on a 15-acre field that I used to grow cow corn. And it's the best corn that I have raised for a long, long time. It's just fun. It's fun to watch it come up, get tasseling. This time of year to be green. The weather has been good, just the right amount of moisture, all of those things. And if you could bring kids around, you have these field trips. Again, it's kind of sad that you had to bring children to something that was so natural for everybody to grow up around. But, if you have to do that, you have to do that. It's getting to that point where you then tell people the difference between this kind of food and that kind of food. And they appreciate it because they're there. And it's not, you can find, I hope this never changes. We can, you said 150 miles equals local. You can find farms within 100 miles or 50 miles, hopefully, of every major metropolitan area in this country, don't you think? 40, 50 miles?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the kind of thing. And I don't mean to be preachy. Sometimes I feel like I get that way. And it just, this is something that's so close to me and so obvious.
Right, and fundamentally, I mean, it's something we should all be tuned into and close to, as you put it, because food is our lifeline.
Right.
And soils and water, healthy soils and clean water, that's our lifeline. And they provide life to us, and we got to support and nourish our soils. And
well, the other
water
thing, the other thing, Liz, that's an important thing here, we're almost out of time, is to encourage people to go into agriculture, the beginning farmers that aren't coming from agriculture, because many of the kids who grew up on the farm don't want to work on the farm, they're not keeping the farm, so kids given an opportunity to go at it, I think that's another, you can sometimes plant that seed, pardon the pun, in people to get them
definitely
to go down
it's
that road.
Important.
Yeah, right. All right, Liz, thank you. This is very instructive and helpful. We'll send people again to your blog. Liz Reitzig's blog is nourishingliberty.com, and the Farm Food Freedom Organization is at farmfoodfreedom.org, and Farm MTCH, which is for Farm Match, farmmtch.com. All those things ought to be checked out by people who want to know more about the exciting world that they and you live in. Liz, thank you for being here. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer with an observation up next here.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a sales job. This is information. You do with it what you want. This program is called The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the needs, the desires of people who have agricultural interests, whether they be the owner of the small family farm, how do we keep it going, the locavore movement. Those are people that want to connect with a family farmer and get its produce, the farm's produce, whatever is natural and local. That's interesting to many people watching food grow. We're talking about that a little bit. Simple things. Ag businesses are also a service of this program. There are people that are serviced by the program in that bailiwick, and the hobby farmer who's learning about production of land. Do we have educational programs in schools? You were talking about where you live, and I think I find this somewhat frustrating because what's happened is we've become so dependent on federal money for school programs, and the new ones start, and then when money dries up, well, we better stop that program. And health education has been one of these programs that has been cut in many areas. You notice that?
Well, are you speaking specifically to, like, nutrition?
Yeah, nutrition, how your body works.
Right.
What, in terms of nutrition, how does this grow, and what is in it, and why is it good for your body, that sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, we've seen a complete lack of that, and what I've noticed is that that has been relegated to organizations and departments like the USDA, mm-hmm. who then it's a very top down approach, right? Rather than looking at implementing these things in the household, and that's one of my main areas of focus. Is I'm a mom, and I see in my world all the time, the mothers are the ones who are responsible.
Yep.
And historically and worldwide, women are responsible for food security in the household and in the community. And so it's a way that we can begin from bottom up to empower women by giving them the information they need on nutrition and on cooking in the household and growing some of their own food or producing it. We can give them that information that sort of from the ground up, if you will, empowers them to make the choices for their family that give the children better nutrition and lead to a more secure food system.
Well, it's fun. And then the ancillary businesses that go along with this, Liz, like the focus on manure and methane gas that's been around as it relates to the cow. This past week, a lot of hoopla about methane gas as it applies to oil and oil products. We're told that cows are bad because of the methane gas that they produce. And people will go, you've seen as well as I, protest at the farm. We've got to get rid of these cows because they're ruining the planet. Yeah, this kind of stuff is just so foolish and nonsensical. It just makes it difficult because the government has so much money, so much power to fight against the information that we have here. And you wonder why. What's in the interest of the people or the interest of whoever is managing all of this? And I think that's a question you got to ask as you educate yourself. There's the what, the why, the wherefore. You agree?
Right, absolutely. I think, that is vital. Absolutely. And looking at it from your example of this propaganda that somehow cows are creating the environmental degradation we see, then we've got to take it back to the small farm. And we've got to say, look, here are examples of farms that have vibrant, healthy ecosystems, and these are the farms that are producing the topsoil that we need. Literally, that is our lifeline. And look at that as kind of one of the cornerstones. That's the environmental and the ecological restoration that our environment needs, and it comes from the small farms.
The Farm Food Freedom Coalition, Nationwide Consumer Coalition, formed in response to the serious government actions denying American citizens the right to the food that you want. That's what our focus is here, how you can help yourself and the small farmer who's producing what you want. Liz Reitzig stays on the program, continues. It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.